The Department of Fish and Game announced today that all king salmon sport fisheries in the upper Copper River drainage will be closed this season due to declining salmon returns. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early found out that other closures will also be implemented in an effort to ensure enough fish make it upstream to spawn.
Fish and Game says the minimum amount of salmon the department wants for maintaining populations, or escapement, is 24,000 for the Copper River system, and the total run is only estimated at about 5,000 salmon above that. Mark Somerville is a biologist with the Upper Copper River.
Right now we've issued a preseason closure of all king salmon sport fisheries in the Upper Copper River, so that includes the Clutina and Gulcana. So at this moment, unless we see a significant increase or significant improvement of the run during the season that shows that we're exceeding our forecast, those fisheries will not open this year.
Somerville says limited closures aren't anything new, but this year's closures are much grander in scope.
We've seen downturns in king salmon populations across the state over the last 5 to 6 years, and there's been closures of king salmon fisheries in various areas of the state. This is the first time we've had to completely close the fishery here pre-season, but we have had closures and restrictions since 2009.
Limits in fishing won't just be felt by sport fishermen this year. Somerville says there have been limits on subsistence fishermen. For the first time, there's a bag limit of only 2 king salmon for people fishing in the subsistence areas with fish wheels. And Chitna dip netters will not be allowed to retain any king salmon this summer. Additionally, efforts have been made to limit commercial harvest of king salmon.
What is done down in the Copper River to reduce the incidental harvest of king salmon during the sockeye fishery is the fleet is not allowed to fish within the Barrier Islands area, and it's called the King Salmon Closure Area. And that's in those shallower waters, their gear is a little bit more effective at king salmon, so they're not allowed to fish within those areas. And secondly, their whole fishery is based on time and area, so the amount of time they'll be able to fish this year will be greatly reduced.
Somerville says those reductions may result in just 1 or 2 openers weekly. The state also issued closures or restrictions for areas in Juneau and Ketchikan. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.